It's just pretty.
I have 371 minutes. Do you think
there's sunflowers on them now?
So huh?
They're good. I said there's sunflowers on them now, so they're good.
They got sunflowers on them?
Yeah, you see it? You never looked at them?
He looked at the price tag?
All right.
Sunflowers. That's not a sunflower.
Crazy. They look like that. They're not sunflowers?
That's a,
let me believe they're sunflowers.
They look like
it's a sunflower.
Like weeds.
All right.
What?
You good?
That's the opposite of a flower.
Positive. David, we good? All right, it's 3:12, Sunday, November 8th. what time was it announced yesterday, the winner?
Approximately like maybe 10 o'clock, 10:30.
Was it?
Was it that early?
No, it was early.
It was early.
Yeah, it was early.
All right, so it's about, so just over 24 hours, President Joe Biden won the 2020 election.
Yep, God bless.
Where were you?
In my bed.
It's 10 o'clock, so.
I was still in my bed, and everybody just was like, it sounded like the 7 p.m. appreciation hour that we were doing for the essential workers. So I was laying there. I was like, all right, that's weird. And I'm like, it's New York. Like, they could be cheering for anything. I thought it was like a basketball game. I had no idea what it was. And then one of the girls in my group chat was like, I think he won. And I was like, that makes sense. So then I looked outside and everybody's like, yeah, like going off.
And this
so I
was is
like,
uptown?
All right. So yeah, I think it's all like 10. It was early.
No, this is uptown?
Yeah, uptown. In Harlem. Yeah.
Devontae, where was you at?
I was on my way to do a group bike ride.
Of course.
So you can imagine I was outside and I was like, what is going on out here? People are going crazy. But yeah, and it was packed by Grand Army Plaza. It was like a parade.
Yeah.
That's where I was at.
I saw that. Where were you?
Loved it. I was at home pretending to study. and I was like, all right, let me just check the group chat. And it was a bunch of memes. And they threw up a picture of Kamala and her bundles. And I said, oop, we done did it.
Yes.
And that was that. I was in the streets afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go outside?
Oh, absolutely.
Like with everybody?
Yes. Last night, Washington Square Park.
Lit.
Really?
It was different.
Wow.
It felt like pre-COVID.
Okay.
Which was scary since we like in COVID.
Yeah.
But
it's still COVID, yeah.
But it was great. It was a good feeling.
I didn't know if everybody was gonna celebrate like that. It reminded me a little bit of when Obama won. I was living down south at the time though.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like completely different energy. I was in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was going crazy. So I didn't think, like, for some reason, I didn't think everybody was going to do that this time.
I
remember, what was y'all, remember when Obama got elected?
Yeah.
Oh, wait? Like the first time?
The first time. Yeah.
I remember.
I was in Bed-Stuy. And it was nighttime.
Right? It was definitely nighttime.
Yeah.
It was like 9, 10, 11. I remember calling random numbers and they pick up and they're like, who is this? I'm like, it don't matter. Obama won. It don't matter who it is. Obama won. And hanging up. All right. So when y'all found out the news, how did you feel?
I wasn't fazed, which made me a little nervous. Like initially, I was just kind of like, okay. Like I didn't trust it.
Right.
I guess.
You didn't know who to believe.
I was kind of like, like I saw everybody posting. I saw CNN posting it, but I still like. Even right now, I'm still like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like he's going to do something to challenge it, which he can. He can challenge it, like, legally. I think he has until December 8th, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he's been challenging it. He's been trying to challenge it for the last few days.
Yeah,
it's exciting. But one of the issues it seems to be is little actual proof.
Right.
So the courts are just saying,
I'm just nervous.
Come back
I don't
when
know.
You have something.
Yeah.
His anxiety is definitely through the roof right now, to say the least.
I think it's because he's going to jail in February.
Yeah, he's like, no, stop the count. I'm like, if they stop the count, he's going to lose, man, you know?
He's going to get out January 20th, right? And he'll be in jail. He'll be
everybody
in jail.
Keeps saying that. Y'all think they were
he's
really
going
sent
to jail.
Him to jail.
I want to get how y'all felt right after y'all found out, too. I don't think he could go to jail now because... just where it would leave us as a country.
Right.
Right there. The premises something happens to the commander of the country, then that leaves us vulnerable. And he's been tweeting Korea a bunch of times. So, but I think he'll be in jail probably second, third week of February.
A president that tweets his jokes.
Mm-hmm. How did y'all feel after the news?
Similar feeling. I was like, all right, cool. But I know a lot of people express having like a good sigh, and it was like, oh, this is it. Like having like holding their breath for so long the past 4 years and finally letting go. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm still holding my breath.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, he sucked, but it wasn't about Trump. It was about everything he represented.
Yes.
All that is still here. So it's like,
yeah.
Okay, cool. We got this win. Let's celebrate right now. Y'all know we got to go back to work though, right? Like there's still things to do.
Right.
So I don't feel very relieved.
Oh. Yeah, we said we're back on diet racism.
Yes. Y'all keep seeing that part.
Racism. Right. No.
Yeah, similar feelings, but a little different because I've been speaking with my closest people recently before the news was even announced. I was just like, just be careful because, you know, there's a lot of hate out there. And
yes.
I was like, don't underestimate his followers. They will attack. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, just be careful. Not in like New York City, but possibly still in New York City. We never
definitely
know. Like the hate is so real. And I was watching all these videos of them preparing for if he loses. To do a race attack type stuff, like a mass shooting or something like that. So I was just like, just kind of just watch yourself.
Yeah.
If you're in the area, something seems uneasy or stuff like that, because hate is real, you know. Like, because Trump being in office, it wasn't about him. It was about, you know,
about
that he represented what this country was really about. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, that was like my first initial reaction.
Do y'all feel any sense of victory?
Absolutely. My VP is black and my president is blue. That's a victory. Like, the fact that we can say that and just know that so much work was put into this election. Like,
right.
It was unlike any other presidential election. It's definitely the most historic. And this is the first time that we can say that America as a community came together. And it wasn't just a pocket here and a pocket there. It was a bunch of groups in every single state pushing to turn the tide of this election. So just seeing that, knowing all of the work that went into it, like a lot of young people sacrificed their summers to like really get out into the streets and really push this forward. That's a victory for all of them. Like we couldn't say that a year ago. Nobody thought we would be in this position and to think that we did this on our own accord, little resources, knowing that we're fighting a system built against us in every single way. My VP is black and my president is blue. That's a victory.
Do you said you mentioned community, but and I agree with you. However, some states it was pretty close.
A lot of
it
them.
Some states it was
way
pretty
too
close.
Many of them.
Like, a lot of them were way too close. But even that, it's like a sticky situation because this is the first election where we had to deal with mail-in ballots to this magnitude.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand the way the media was set up to reflect that. A lot of them were very close, but we wouldn't have really pointed it out if it was any other situation. Like if it was pre-COVID, we wouldn't have looked at it and thought, oh, it was so close. Oh, this means like we're in shambles. Like, no, it's only because of these certain circumstances that we said, oh, it's so close. The work we did didn't do anything. It's like, no, it was always going to look like that. We didn't need it to be, you know, huge gaps in the results.
Mm-hmm.
We just needed it to be in our favor. So the
but
fact
that's
that we
what
still
makes
did
me
that
nervous,
good
though.
Enough.
The fact that it's so close makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Because it's, I think
it's
that's why
victory,
I'm saying that
but
like I wasn't phased because I'm like, okay, cool. The person who instigates a lot of it is he's gonna leave.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are already like revved up. He put a battery in a lot of people's backs.
Yeah.
Right. And
a lot of his
that's
people
not gonna go away who, just because he leaves. If anything, I think it's gonna make it worse. And I'm like, I'm a worrywart. Like somewhat. So it's like I love the fact that you're so optimistic about it. But my initial thoughts are like, okay, they're not gonna take this lightly.
Oh,
like
definitely.
They're gonna try anything that they can to make us feel like he should have stayed. You know what I mean? Like that's where my brain went. Right. So I don't know. I gotta look at it the way that you do.
Yeah,
no,
he gotta,
no
yeah, also, yeah. Also, another thing is, I mean, Biden set the record for like people, like the most people in history ever voted for a president voted for him. But also, right behind him,
for both of them, I saw that.
Exactly. Trump set a record as well too.
Yep.
He passed Obama. More people voted, so they both actually broke a record.
Yeah.
So people need to look at that as well too, you know.
It's scary to me.
Yeah. So it's for me, scary. It wasn't too much of a sigh of relief because it's like, well, it was a victory for many people, but unfortunately for people of color, yeah, I don't think it was a victory. I think it goes back into the kind of sweep things under the rug, and it makes the fight a bit more harder.
Yeah.
Trump, I'm gonna be real with you. It's just a very unpopular opinion, but I do feel like, even though this man needed to get out of office, Trump made it a bit more easier for people to not push back against our arguments about race in this country. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like,
he exposed it.
Now it's like it's covert again. Yeah. You know, so like it's always under the table, where it's like you have to really kind of provide proof when you shouldn't. You know,
right? So before you can say you got a black president,
you got a black what more lady. Do you need type stuff. Now it's like, yo, look at the president though. He's a racist. You know, whatever you want to say, and it's like you can't really argue with that. Nope. You know, you just gotta. Yeah, so I do feel like it's it's very difficult. It's very difficult thing to explain, you know, because it's like, because we have been here before, unfortunately, you know, we have been here before. So it is I don't view it as too much of a step forward. I just think that we have to move a bit different this time around.
There's a chance. Like, I think when Obama was in office, we weren't or in 2008 when he was running, we needed him. But I don't think we were as desperate, right? Like, Trump put us in a position for us to be, like, grasping at air, pretty much. Like, okay, we really need to get out of this situation, which is unfortunate that we had to get to the point where, like, it got terrible in order for people to be like, no, you know, like, let's actually pull ourselves out of it. But I don't know. I think for Kamala, I'm very excited for her. Super excited for her. But I'm also very worried for her because she's the first. I just feel like whatever they feel Joe Biden deserves, they're going to give it to her simply because of who she is. And that scares the mess out of me. The same way that, like, there were things Obama probably did not have to be blamed for, he still got it simply because it's like, you are a black man. That's what we're going to give you. We didn't want you here anyway. I feel like it's the same thing for Kamala. They're not going to take it easy on her at all. And that kind of makes me really scared.
She's an easier target than a white man. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, the fact that she's a woman is one, right? We already saw, like, they didn't want Hillary there. I learned so much about the way that they really think women are not capable of leading. Like, that race was crazy to see people just like, they didn't even want Trump to win, but they didn't want her there. Like, that was enough to vote for him. Hillary, I'm like, that is weird. Like,
yeah, that was crazy.
You just don't want a woman there. So it's like, okay, we're gonna pick the person. I don't even believe in him, but he's better than having a woman simply because she's a woman. That, like, blew my mind. So now you add on woman and black. I'm like, okay.
Are you more worried about media, old, racist, white men and womanizers, or the black community having really high expectations for her?
It's kind of even to me. Because of her history, right, there's already a lot of black people that don't see it for her, which is fine, right? They have their own opinions on it. Like, I try not to argue people down about that because, one, I'm still learning, so I'm like, I really don't. I can't speak too much on, like, what she used to do. But there are a lot of people that feel like she doesn't deserve to be there. Us, I mean. Like, they feel like she doesn't deserve to be there. So I can't really tell, like, which one is going to be worse, honestly. I feel like you have old, rich, white.
Old,
racist.
Rich, like the judges.
Yeah.
The judges who've been there for...
They're going to die off.
50 years.
More than likely before she is out of one. It is what it is. Hopefully. But then you also have the people that they raised. So I honestly don't know.
Right.
I genuinely don't know.
You seem to be a big Kamala fan. Vice President. Vice President Kamala.
I am a fan of progress and what that represents. I agree, she does not have the best history, especially with everything that's been revealed this year, but I know that she's better than the other options we had.
Yes.
And for us to have had such a traumatic experience with Cheeto Stick in office and everything that he represents and what he exposed was in this country, she combats that in a really graceful and elegant way, yes, that people can't argue. Like, he was able to uplift racial disparities in drastic ways. He was able to show how poverty is still a really, really serious thing, and how the rich really carry themselves and how they believe the country should be just mm-hmm. because they're rich. Okay. He exposed a lot about how people think about women, yeah, how people think about minorities, how, you know, the image of America or the person of America thinks of other outside countries. So he really put America in a position to be vulnerable in the eyes of the world. What Kamala represents is change and progress, because we know that Black women historically have lifted this country up. They are the backbone of every movement. So to have a Black woman of her status sitting in the White House now, that does us good in the eyes of the world. It's not going to be an overnight change, because again, in the eyes of the world, Black women are still at the bottom of the totem pole, but she's built for this, is what I can say. Like, she was literally made for this role, for this position, to represent us in the best way possible in the eyes of everyone else.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to push back against that. Respectfully, though. Respectfully.
Ooh, go ahead.
Respectfully.
You always gotta add it respectfully in there. Respectfully. You know, mm-hmm. people just attack you and just be like, that's just what it is, you know? And I challenge you to also challenge me as well, too. But when I had to disagree, because I don't think she's... because I've worked in politics for years, and I know many different elected officials, both on the state, federal, just many different levels. And
can you set the stage and tell us?
Oh, sorry about that.
tell us about your background.
Oh, well, I'm a community advocate. I've worked in different spaces around advocacy, policy changes in regards to incarceration issues. That's most of my background. And for the past, I'll say 8 years or so. But she, just based upon her past, I don't think it's much that we could really dismiss about it. You know, it's good to kind of view it in the aspect of, you know, we have to have faith that she will do something.
Right.
But even right now, she hasn't shown that she's going to do that. Mm-hmm. Even how she showed up this year, when she first came out that she wanted to run for presidency, she didn't identify as a Black woman.
That part.
You know, so it's like, it's not the fact, and I like to make it clear, it's not the fact that she has she's in an interracial marriage. It's not because of that, it's because of how she showed up. And also, she was not apologetic about her past until people put the pressure on her. Then she was like, oh yeah, you know, I apologize about it. And I also think about the people whose lives are shattered because of her, you know. And that's not something I don't think that we can dismiss. We have to I'm not saying that not to vote, even though I did not vote for her. I'm not saying that don't vote for her, but I'm also saying that watch how we kind of view it in mm-hmm. a sense. You know, we have to be careful because we've been here before.
Right.
You know, so it's when it comes down to her, and I've said this many times, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that she does the right thing, you know, and I really hope because our progress is essential right now. It's needed. But just based upon her path, I don't have much faith, you know, and it's like, it's just I don't see certain changes happening, particularly for us, from her. But again, I hope I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just why I stand on.
How do you feel about Joe, though?
Joe, I don't think that he's going to do much to benefit us either.
Okay.
I'm just going to be real. And not because, when it comes down to him, because he is the president now, I think it kind of falls back on us because we kind of just gave our vote away. And we didn't have an ask. We didn't have a platform to demand change from these people. And I think that's where we kind of fell short with Obama as well, too. It was just like, yeah, he could have done better for us, but better how? We didn't have an ask from him. Him right. being Black was good enough, you know? Yeah. So we can say that he could have done better, because I used to always run with that narrative as well too, but then I had to take a step back. I was like, wait, what did you ask from him?
So
he didn't really have an ask, you know? So how could he have provided better?
You know? Think unless the Black community has, for lack of better words, a list of conditions that can be met by the people in power, we won't see as much progress as needed?
Yes, I do believe that, because I think every other people have an axe of the candidates, and we the only ones who are just kind of...
I think we have an axe, though. The something that... I feel like we did. Something that sets black people apart is that there's no one unified group. Black people, as a whole in the country, don't even... Not every community feels they are connected to every other black community, right? There's middle class black people who will say, I did it, so you can do it too. There's poor black people who might believe, there's no way I could reach a certain level of success. There's really rich black people who are insulated. Like Killer Mike once said, you know, rich people, once you become rich, you become insulated. You don't see the problems of the people around you. Mm-hmm. But I think there are a decent group of vocal black leaders who voice things that we need. We've been saying defund the police for, what are we in November? For about, at this volume for 10 months, right. For 10 months. We've been asking for better resources in our communities and our schools. I've seen and watched interviews of people break down all that money that's given to the police department, all the breaks that, breaks that the rich receive, how we can use it in art programs and technology programs and schools. So I think the command is there, the ask is there. A trouble might be that there are so many voices.
Yeah.
Right? There are some people just saying abolish the police. And to most people, that sounds crazy because we can't just simply break down any system, right? There's some people that want to close down prisons, which I agree with, but we can't simply just start there. So there's so many voices that it causes confusion.
That's right. You're absolutely right. You know, I think that's where kind of we, I don't want to use fall short when it comes down to that, because that's a wrongful term, but it's like, that's where it becomes a bit confusing, because it's like, if we're going to have a collective axe, we all can just be asking for different stuff. You know, it just, like, I mean, we can.
That makes it, like, that makes it confusing.
Yeah, but it's just like when you're kind of all over the place, it's kind of hard for whoever has the power to take you serious. Because it's like, oh, look, they're just in shambles still, you know, because he could have rightful intentions now, but I just don't know that, you know. So I think I think I would have to see the changes first for me to believe, because I think.
So you don't like the Platinum Plan?
The Platinum Plan,
it was two whole pages for the Platinum Plan.
Platinum Plan in action, all right? You know, that's what it is. It you know, I mean, but then again, because my thing is, it's like, whenever we're all over the place, it's going to take someone with strong compassion for people to really implement those changes and be willing to take the pushback from whoever. Because I strongly
believe...
And
you don't
believe,
think Joe has it? Well, either think, one of them?
I don't think he has it. Kamala, I'm not too sure because I haven't really. I mean, she's gotten pushback from people,
say
but
her name right.
A track record is. So
I was waiting for the window to.
I said you better say her name right.
I was waiting.
Kamala.
Oh, Kamala. I'm sorry. I promise you, I didn't say her name wrong because I'm serious right
now. I feel you.
But seriously, I would just have to wait and see, honestly. You know, like to see where they come, because that's where it's going to come down to when the people don't have a strong collectiveness, because we do have some sort of collectiveness, but not a strong one yet. It's going to take someone with compassion to really be like, you know what, this needs to change with them. Let's do it, you know. So, and I hope those views from 20 years ago are shattered now. Once again, I always hope that I'm wrong when it comes down to this stuff, because I don't want to be the negative person. To be like, oh, well, we're going to be just doing this all over again.
It's realistic, though. It is fair to feel the way that you feel, because you've seen things. You also said that you've worked alongside that. So.
And I've also seen, like, black folks empowered, do the right thing. So we're just like, that's also what makes me kind of raise an eyebrow, because I've seen it done before, you know.
Yeah.
Folks have come before and have done the right thing. And so it's I'm just gonna have to wait and see, you know. Yeah. So that's why I've been like real careful.
Yeah.
About how I go about this right now.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kamala, did what she could to get where she's at, even if it meant not leading with her blackness. If it wasn't leading with, this is a people I represent, because, I mean, this might be the benefit of the doubt, because who's to say if certain doors that she got into would have been blocked had she been, I'm black and I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm a black woman and I'm here. I think that is something that certain groups of black people do, and they do it so much because they want to achieve a certain role or achieve a certain, or walk into a certain tax bracket or mm-hmm. be welcome into certain doors, that they'll forget what color their skin is. They'll forget what people see when they look at them, when they see their creative, colorful names on papers, when they see their zip codes of mm-hmm. where they were born at, when they hear the accent or the dialect in their voices, that they'll do what they can do to fit in. They'll straighten their hair. They'll shape their tongue differently to sound differently to fit in certain spaces. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it past Kamala if she had a dream to be where she's at now and felt like the only way she's going to get there is if she leads with what she has led with until mm-hmm. now. It's hard to tell with politics because the game is be liked by as many people as you can to get their support and their votes. But I also feel at the same time we could hold Kamala to her past and strongly advocate that she make some changes and that she's a voice. Because mm-hmm. I can't imagine that the last uproar of police brutality protests and terror that we've seen this year mm-hmm. is going to end just because Trump's out of office.
That's right. If anything, it may accelerate.
Yeah.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, we're seeing a lot more. I mean, mm-hmm. like you said, if, as ironic as it sounds, if we could be grateful for Trump for anything, is that people aren't trying to hide their racism the way they it was once before. To the light. Mm. So what's you so? I mean, I one thing I immediately posted after they pretty much felt that he was gonna win is that, right? It was very important for us to get Trump out of office. Dare I say, almost no matter who else got into office, I don't think Joe Biden's the worst candidate that we could have gotten. But it's a step in the right direction. President Obama recently said that, you know, we supported him, we showed out for him, and then we kind of sat back and waited. And there was a big Definitely. Election 2 years after he got elected the first Definitely. Time.
That's right.
Right. So the Senate seats, our local representatives, mm-hmm. we kind of forgot about those. Mm-hmm. So it's important now that take a few days, because the year is not over, the pandemic is not over. School is a lot different. The streets are a lot different. Businesses are a lot different. Mm-hmm. So it's important that reset, recharge, get your mind right. Like your shirt says, mental health matters.
Sorry,
yeah. And continue to educate ourselves on, you know, who might be next.